Good morning. It's April 22nd, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a startling revelation from the Netherlands, a 72-year-old immunocompromised man succumbed to COVID-19 after an unprecedented 613-day battle with the virus, during which it mutated over 50 times. This case not only sheds light on the resilience and adaptability of the virus, but also signals a dire warning for the management of prolonged infections in vulnerable populations. The individual, despite being vaccinated, was unable to combat the virus effectively due to a blood disorder and a stem cell transplant that compromised his immune system. This unfortunate combination led to the development of a unique coronavirus variant within his body, one that showed resistance to treatments. The mutations accumulated over more than a year and a half, underscoring the potential for the virus to evolve in prolonged infections, especially among the immunocompromised. This case emphasizes the critical need for genomic surveillance in managing COVID-19, particularly in patients with weakened immune systems. It highlights the risks associated with prolonged infections and the potential for the development of variants that could challenge existing treatments and vaccines. On a broader scale, the story brings a glimmer of hope regarding long COVID, as research indicates that symptoms and biomarkers of the condition tend to improve over time for most patients. However, the study also points out that more than a third of participants did not report such improvements, suggesting that the road to recovery might be influenced by individual underlying factors. This dual-edged sword of findings underscores the complex nature of COVID-19 and its long-term effects on health, further stressing the importance of tailored treatments and continued vigilance in the fight against the virus. In a breakthrough study from Tokyo Metropolitan University, scientists have made a significant discovery linking protein accumulation in neurons, a key feature of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, to the depletion of mitochondria in axons. This finding sheds light on the intricate mechanisms of diseases that affect millions worldwide and opens the door to potential new treatments. The research utilized fruit flies as a model organism to explore how hindering the production of proteins involved in mitochondrial transport could lead to abnormal protein buildup in neurons. This accumulation was found to be a result of disrupted autophagy, the cell's process for recycling proteins. A notable discovery was the upregulation of EIF2-beta, a protein critical for initiating protein production in conditions of mitochondrial depletion. By artificially suppressing the levels of EIF2-beta, researchers were able to restore the autophagy process and recover impaired neuron function. This suggests that EIF2-beta could be a promising target for therapeutic intervention in neurodegenerative diseases. Furthermore, the study provides compelling evidence that mitochondrial depletion in axons is directly responsible for protein accumulation, offering crucial insights into the underlying mechanisms of these diseases. The implications of this research are profound, especially as the global population ages and the prevalence of neurodegenerative diseases rises. These findings not only enhance our understanding of the disease mechanism, but also highlight potential targets for treatment. Funded by various grants, this study, published on March 25, 2024, represents a hopeful step forward in the battle against neurodegenerative diseases. A groundbreaking discovery has emerged from the shores of Somerset, UK, where a new species of giant ichthyosaur, Ichthyodontin severnensis, has been unearthed, challenging our understanding of prehistoric marine life. This remarkable find includes a massive 2-meter-long jawbone spotted on Blue Anchor Beach, hinting at the colossal size of this ancient creature. Estimated to have lived about 202 million years ago, this ichthyosaur might have stretched over 25 meters in length, potentially making it the largest known marine reptile to have ever existed. The bones identified are part of the Sarangular, a bone with a unique shape, marking the last of its kind from the late Triassic period, just before a catastrophic mass extinction event. The research, spearheaded by Dr. Dean Lomax, was a collaborative effort with local fossil collectors Justin and Ruby Reynolds and Paul De La Salle, who played a crucial role in uncovering and studying the bones. Their combined efforts have confirmed the ichthyosaur origin of these fossils. These groundbreaking discoveries will soon be showcased at the Bristol Museum and Art Gallery, offering the public a glimpse into the ancient past. The research team remains hopeful that further excavations will lead to even more significant finds, possibly including a complete skull or skeleton of one of these prehistoric giants, providing deeper insights into the life and times of the Ichthyotitan severnensis. In a gathering that could shape the future of an entire continent, the 6th African Science, Technology, and Innovation, STY Forum, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, brought to light the transformative power of STY in Africa's journey towards sustainable development. Organized by the UN Economic Commission for Africa and the African Union Commission, this event served as a pivotal platform for discussing the integration of science and technology into the fabric of African societies. Ethiopia's Minister of Technology and Innovation, Belete Mola, took the stage to underscore the vital initiatives underway to boost agricultural productivity. By improving access to essential resources such as fertilizers, seeds, and innovative technologies, Ethiopia is paving the way for a revolution in its agricultural sector. This approach is emblematic of the broader aspirations across the continent to harness STY for economic and social advancement. The forum didn't shy away from the challenges ahead, calling for substantial investments in human capital and research. The embrace of emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence and genomics, was highlighted as a critical step towards modernizing sectors beyond agriculture, potentially reshaping industry and bolstering efforts to reduce poverty. A significant focus was placed on the power of international collaboration in science to address some of the most pressing environmental challenges. By empowering the youth to become innovators and problem solvers, there's a collective vision of a future where technology and sustainability go hand in hand. Reinforcing this commitment to collaboration, the European Union announced a substantial €279 million investment aimed at bolstering Africa's research and innovation landscape. In essence, the 6th African STI Forum illuminated the potential of science, technology, and innovation as cornerstones for building a more prosperous, just, and sustainable future for Africa. The discussions and commitments made during the forum underscore a collective belief in the transformative power of STI to redefine the continent's destiny. In a groundbreaking partnership, BioArctic AB and ICAI Company Limited are joining forces to evaluate a potential game changer in the fight against Alzheimer's disease, BAN2802. This collaboration leverages BioArctic's innovative brain transporter technology, combined with an undisclosed Alzheimer's drug candidate, aiming to unlock new treatment horizons. BioArctic AB and ICAI Company, Limited, have a history of successful collaborations, previously bringing to market Leqembi, lecanemab, the first approved drug that has shown effectiveness in slowing the progression of early Alzheimer's. This new venture into BAN2802 represents a continued commitment to advancing Alzheimer's treatment through cutting-edge research and development. Under the terms of the collaboration, ICAI will take the lead in analyzing the research data generated, and holds the option to license BAN2802 for further development and commercialization as a treatment for Alzheimer's disease. The partnership underscores the commitment of both companies to develop next-generation, disease-modifying treatments for Alzheimer's. The financial burden of the research evaluation program for BAN2802 will be equally shared between BioArctic and ICAI, demonstrating their joint investment in the potential of this new treatment. This collaboration not only builds on their long-standing partnership, but also on their shared success with Leqembi, lecanemab, marking another significant step toward addressing the global challenge of Alzheimer's disease. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.